Oh shit, it's going.
Traveling all the way from El Paso, Texas, we have special guests.
Oh my god.
George.
You're amazing. Anyways, and you see what I married. Anyways, well, welcome back to the Best Friend Exchange.
The Best Friend?
The Best Friend Exchange. We haven't done this in...
I think it's too long. I feel like...
You're so annoying. I think it's been at least 2 years.
I think it easily has been a 2 years. So if you hear any clicking sounds in the back, it's my dog being dramatic and huffing. But yeah, so I'm Amanda.
Oh, we are actually still introducing ourselves?
Yes.
Oh, I'm George. I'm all the way from El Paso, Texas.
And we have special guests here. My husband. Introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody.
His name is Andres Herrera. He plays good golf.
He plays okay golf.
How would you rate your golfing skills for real?
I mean, honestly, if I had to put it on the spectrum of 1 to 10.
What's the spectrum? I don't even know.
Maybe a 5.
Maybe a 5.
Like, I can compete, but...
I've been golfing. But yeah. It was actually fun.
Uh-huh. I've only been golfing with Auntie, and it's not very fun.
Why?
Because he yells at me. He's like, you gotta hold it like this, and then he's like, your elbow has to be like this.
Oh, okay, because you have to have like a certain hand position, and then you have to swing it a certain way, and all this other shit.
And it's
how did you learn? You just went?
With my friend Lawrence.
Lawrence is Larry. Hmm. But his name is Lawrence, and then whenever Andy says Lawrence, I'm always like, who's Lawrence? And I'm thinking it's like a girl.
Is his last name Lawrence?
No, that's his first name.
Lawrence Smith.
Oh,
Whatever they call him, Larry.
Oh, okay. I've seen Lawrence.
Yeah. He went to a bachelor party.
That you weren't invited to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was afraid.
Yeah.
That you would tell me all
so the... many things going on.
Okay.
Anyways,
so it has been a while since we've done this.
Some might even say too long.
We won't talk about the last podcast because it might.
Oh, there's a lot of feelings.
There might be open. Because
they're so
there might be open.
Anyways, whatever.
George is getting so freaked out.
I'm like, let's just move on to the next.
He doesn't like awkward
situations. If we can just cut for promotion, I do just want to let everybody know. Burger King just brought back the 2-for-4 croissant sandwiches.
Are those even good?
Yes, because they have croissants on them.
Oh. Oh, God. Okay, never mind. We're just going to
hop into the first. We don't got any ads because we don't got nobody promoting us.
Yeah, you're so
like
annoying,
that. Andy. And I hope Burger King doesn't call us and say, like, what the hell, you guys? But anyways, our first topic is we have... The last time we even thought about high school was 14 years ago. Like, literally, we graduated 14 years ago.
You graduated 2009, too?
Eddie.
I don't know why I thought he was 08.
No, he's exactly the same age as us.
Doesn't mean he could have graduated a year earlier. There's people that are at my age and...
Yeah, but you were born in that weird... Like, I don't know why it's... I feel like it's just El Paso for some reason. That you're born after September something, you have to get a year back.
And just, a lot of us were like that.
Is it just El Paso or is it just...
I don't know. You live in Louisiana. You tell me.
I haven't asked
anyone. No, they... Like, well, because...
That's one topic that kind of doesn't come up that often. But honestly, I think it should be spread and talked about more frequently.
This is why you weren't invited in the first place. Because you say stupid shit like that all the time.
I feel like
that's not
we
even,
should bring moral awareness to it.
But no, okay, that's not what I'm talking about. But like Janice, she used to live in Louisiana.
But she's younger than we are.
Yeah, and she was, they wanted to, so she wouldn't have been, she basically would have been you, how you had to been, you had to be in our class.
Mm-hmm.
However... She would have been with the people that graduated in 2010. because she was born in October.
I don't know. 1 month, huh?
Yeah, it just
makes all the difference.
It really does.
It's like 2 months for
sure. It might be a Texas thing. I don't know.
I feel like it is a Texas thing. But anyways, but yeah. So let's talk about our accomplishments since we graduated.
Go first, Andy. Let's talk about your golfing skills, how much they've improved.
Or do you think young Andy would be very proud of you right now?
And be for real, don't be annoying.
I think he would.
I mean, yeah.
I'm trying to think. Because young Andy always wanted a bunch of tattoos, and I finally started grabbing or getting more. I thought it looked pretty cool.
So, tattoo bowl is there. Okay.
How many tattoos did you have? Well, when was your first tattoo?
No, I was 18, but I had to get it on my back because I was scared my parents would see it.
Well, same with you, yeah. When did your mom actually see it the first time?
Probably like 20 or 21.
3 years? You hit it for 3 years?
Yeah, it was a rough 3 years. I couldn't get in the pool. I had my brother throw me in the pool a couple times. Like
just because? But with your shirt on and shit.
You had your shirt on the whole time?
Oh, I was like, goodness. Oh my God, you're the worst. Why would you throw me in like this? Fine, I'll just stay like this. I'll change.
3 years, and they never noticed.
No, I did it. I got my, which I'm going to cover it. I really
am. The basketball?
The basketball. Because ball is life.
Is that what it says to?
Yes, it is. No, it doesn't say ball is life. It says.
Love and basketball?
No, it says live for the game. What is that? Your expression there.
Yeah, it was
when I was religious, quote unquote, I guess. And so I have a cross coming out of the basketball. It's kind of ghetto. It's really ghetto. If you really think about it.
Is it as ghetto as trust no one?
It's on the same level. I'm just going to let you know right there. But that was my first one. But I didn't hide it because I was living with.
Because my, ball is life.
Oh my God. I was living with my aunt at the time because that's when me and my mom got into that little fight and I moved out. And then I felt like, I was like, oh yeah, I can get a tattoo now. So I got it and I didn't hide it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was right away. Yeah.
What did your mom do when she found out?
So I did it in a public scene.
Your mom
was because I had that one. Like, and then I had the ones on my...
I wasn't saying I had the one on my leg. 3 years. Yeah.
Your fire?
Yeah. Well, what I did was I wore shorts and then we're walking and my dad's like, he kind of freaked out. He's like, what is that? And he's like, that's not real. And then just like any other, he tried scratching it off or like scraping it off.
Like just any other parent.
And that was pretty much it.
Did they get mad at you? Oh, they were probably upset.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. And then they got over it. And then now I'm just a disappointment.
That's what young Andy is saying. You're a disappointment.
You're a disappointment too.
Now to I'll never find a job.
I mean, he's not wrong though, because that was kind of
a thing back then.
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
Well, if you ask my grandma, I can't go to Mexico. Because they're going to think I'm a cholo and I'm going to get shot.
All right. Doug?
That was... Damn.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you been to Mexico?
Yeah. Cool. He didn't have, I think the only ones he had on his, like, that were visible. And it was kind of cold then, so he was wearing long sleeves. So.
It's cold in Mexico.
Yeah. Just like
by the beach?
No, we didn't go.
Like,
we were Mexico in City. The actual, like, inside. We went on a cruise to go.
Yes.
But no, we didn't even go to Mexico. We were gonna go to Mexico for our honeymoon, I think.
Yeah.
But we didn't end up going because I didn't get my
passport
in time, and then we haven't gotten on our honeymoon.
We should go on your honeymoon.
We should plan it together.
We'll go to Mexico.
We went to Andy though. We do want to go to, because when we went on our cruise, when we went to the DR, it was really nice. Like, it was just, even though we weren't there for a very long time, it was really nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
And, like, all the people there were nice. It was probably because he spoke Spanish and they were... And Andy, when, like, he's just in any situation, like, with people, he can talk to people. Like, if I was there by myself, I'd be, like so awkward.
Plus, I've listened to a lot of reggaeton. So I feel like that also helped me.
Like, for real? Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Andy's, like, the most Mexican person I've ever met. Like, I don't even know how I ended up with him, because
I'm, like, Oye Papi, where are we going? Oye Papi.
So you moved on from Bad Bunny to, what is it, Peso Pluma, or whatever the fuck his name is now?
Yeah, he loves
Peso. Oh, Billy.
Oh, man, we got off track big time.
Yeah.
It's fine. 14 years.
Okay, so, like, I want to ask you this, George. If Andy went to our school, mm-hmm. and the way Andy is, mm-hmm. do you think me and Andy would have dated? Especially me in high school.
No.
Yeah. Why do you say no? That was very quick of a no.
A little fast.
I don't know. Like, okay, do you play football or
baseball?
I did date somebody on the baseball team.
I don't know.
I will say this. I was very, like, a late bloomer.
How so?
I didn't date anybody until I was, like, maybe a freshman in high school. And that was maybe. And then it was...
How was that a late bloomer? You were 15.
Yeah. Half of the fucking girls that went to middle school with us already had boyfriends and... girlfriends. I don't know. Boyfriends in middle school.
That's true.
And I was a little ugly kid in middle school. I look like a little boy.
Yeah, in your baseball uniform. Oh, yeah. Or your softball uniform.
No, was it my softball uniform?
There's no. One where you're, I think it's your softball uniform, and you're wearing a cap and everything, and it looks like you have, like, no hair because you had a ponytail.
I don't remember taking pictures like that in softball.
Really?
No. I think you're thinking about the little T-ball picture that I have, yeah. And I have, like, I look like a little boy. Like, I look like a little boy.
T-ball? Like, young?
Yes. Because I swear
to God, I have this. You gave me a picture.
Oh. And... You should have brought it.
Yeah, I think you gave me a picture, and you were wearing the Sunridge uniform, and I don't know what color it was, but...
Probably blue or white?
Yeah, it was blue. Was okay, like... I would have said purple. See?
Oh, gosh.
He's colorblind.
It's a repeat of the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Standing there for 30 minutes looking for your freaking luggage.
It was purple.
No, you said it was blue, and I'm looking for a blue...
So it's purple?
It's purple.
Oh. See, I was just saying blue.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm saying it's blue. Anyways. Whatever.
Anyways.
Back on track. So let's... Do you want to do the movies first or the music first?
Let's do the movies.
Okay.
I will say this. I feel like... Can you watch any movies? Like, it doesn't matter.
Can you not watch any movies?
I cannot. There's some movies that I just can't. Like, it...
Well, Fast and the Furious sucks. I'm just kidding.
She gets mad because I like watching things that can actually happen.
Like
scary movies?
No.
You seen Greenland?
Isn't that one like a science fiction kind of
show? So I'm okay
alien-ish
with...
Alien-ish movie?
Okay, so aliens, I can't...
Oh, yes, I have seen that movie. Yes.
So I can't watch movies with like the world ending. It just, like, I can watch them, but they stress me out. And I think about it. Because I'm like, fuck, that could happen.
I can watch those movies.
No, I can't. Like, it just stresses me out. Because then I start thinking, like, fuck, what if that does happen? Like, what am I going to do? Like, and then they're like, you know, like the little kid, they were trying to sneak him on the fucking plane. I'd probably be a dick and be like, yeah, you're not coming with us. Sorry. Like, goodbye. Like, or I don't know. Like, I would just.
Then I was 2020.
No.
Oh, no, 2000.
Oh, so the one with the 2000.
With what's that guy's name?
The never ending story. I was gonna say the never ending story. The one with
isn't it 2020? No, that's the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the okay. Frozen one.
That one
yeah.
I can't watch either.
What?
Like I would just
that's
like
so no, good.
The one is
2020, no?
Yeah,
this one. Or is it San Andreas?
No, that's not
the one. With the rock?
No, not that one.
That one's dramatic, but I can't watch it either because I wouldn't be able to. I'd be,
Really? Those don't bother me. I mean, I think about it too, but I'm just kind of like, honestly, if it happens.
It's got Woody Harrelson in it. He's like the crazy guy at Yellowstone.
Isn't Woody
Harrelson? I don't remember. 2010
that. Or 2012? When the Mayan calendar ended. Right. That's right. I don't remember that one. There's a lot of end of the world movies. Yeah.
Like, I just can't, like. This is the end with, like, Jonah Hill and all of them.
That one you can probably
watch. That one freaked you out.
No, that one didn't freak me out because it was just, like, they were just fucking funny the whole time. So, like, of course. But, like.
That's the one where he's like, did I just get punched from by Hermione or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2012.
It's really easy. Oh.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry. I dropped Andy's golf thing that he.
Oh, actually, what is that? That clip thing.
Oh, the green thing right there.
I don't know if that fell.
No.
So why do you put it back on the tip? Put it down there, right. Sir.
You put your balls in there and then mark them.
You mark them?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you
mark them? Oh, so this is kind of cheating.
It helps you get a line.
So, like, if you hit it a certain way, this tells you where to hit?
Like, when you're playing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so it's
cheating. And it's not good. I mean, it makes sense, though. Okay, so end of the world movies.
Alien movies, they kind of freak me out, too. I just, like...
Like which one?
I've never seen the one with... But that's more like a zombie movie, I guess.
You like zombie movies?
I like zombie movies.
Zombieland?
I have a sleeping bag Zombieland. So, I just don't like... When people come to Earth, and because then it's kind of like the unknown. It's also like sea movies too. I can't really watch like
at sea.
Yeah, like it just. It
so you're just scared of the unknown.
Yes, I guess that's what
you want. Like The Perfect Storm.
I've never watched that.
Classic.
I've never watched that.
Isn't that a vamp? The Devil Theater?
No. Perfect Storm is with George Clooney. He's a fisherman. He gets stuck on the perfect storm.
Yeah, the perfect storm. I guess I'm afraid of the unknown. Like when we watched Nope, I was literally like, nope, absolutely not. But that was just weird. Like in
general. I don't know what Nope is.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Which one's Nope?
What's his face? Peele?
Jordan Peele? Yes. Is that his name?
Yes. I think.
It's a guy from Slim and...
But it's just... It's Queen unknown stuff. It gets me creeped out. Like, I'm just like, fuck, what if that happens?
Those don't bother me.
I'm fine with, like, scary movies. I'm okay.
I can watch scary movies. I prefer not to.
Because they're no good.
Maddie doesn't like them. And he doesn't want to...
It's because they're no good.
I admit it.
You don't like Insidious?
The only time I like watching them is when I'm with Christian.
Why? Because
he literally has nightmares. And I used to, stay at the house, he used to like scream at his when he was asleep.
That's so fucked up. What the fuck?
And it was just knowing that he's terrified in his room.
Poor guy. Oh no, but I can watch. Like The Grudge scared me for the longest time.
You know which one's the scariest movie?
Huh.
I thought Twister.
What? Yeah. Well, that one's realistic though. But yeah, that one is pretty cool. I like that one. That one I can rewatch.
I mean, I can watch it, but I'm just it's scared. Especially like the
counseling when it goes.
No, the movie scene.
The movie.
Oh yeah, that's right. Fuck, I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Mm-hmm. Oh, because The Shining was playing when the
when the
twister toured it.
Yeah.
That's right. Damn. My grandma had that movie on VHS.
VHS.
I can't watch cringy movies.
That one.
I know you can't watch cringy movies. What do you mean by cringy movies?
Hold on. What were you gonna say?
And then.
Lord.
What's that movie? I hate Kevin Bacon.
Oh, he hates, like, he cannot.
Kevin Bacon?
So, have you seen Crazy Stupid Love, right?
Yes.
Okay, you know the mom's like the guy that he.
Oh, that he cheats on him, her, him with.
Yes.
Yes, that's Kevin Bacon. That's Kevin Bacon. Correct. Okay.
So he absolutely hates Kevin Bacon, but he'll tell.
Because of the crazy, stupid love.
That too.
So Kevin Bacon, if you're watching this,
no, wait. But why don't you like Kevin Bacon?
Because of the movie Sleepers.
I don't think
so. I have never seen that movie.
Well, see, this is the thing. Like, Andy watched movies that I was like, why the hell were you watching this when you were that young? Like, we're over here watching Land Before Time movies. Like, and he's like, yeah, I watched American Me when I was like 8, and I'm like, what the
fuck? Sleepers.
So
a rundown is, it's like a group of 4 kids in New York. And
this is like, it's already in New York. Like, why are you watching?
Was he a kid at this point?
Yeah.
So no, Kevin Bacon isn't.
No.
Oh, okay.
So it's 4 kids in New York, and they have this prank where the hot dog stands out there.
Okay.
So the one kid would go out there, he would steal 2 hot dogs. So the guy that's selling them, he has 2 options. You can either chase after him and leave a stand or just let it go. So he said that day, because I guess they would do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He actually chased after him. So then his friends that were there, they were just supposed to go make a bunch for everybody else and then take off.
Yeah.
But then that guy, he kept chasing them. Well, they thought it'd be funny just to move the little cart around. So the guy's chasing him, and finally,
I'm so angry that they, you're waiting on me. Knife around.
Wait. So then finally, they get to the like a subway, the entrance, and they let the thing hang at the edge of it, and they drop it, and it squishes a guy, and they all go to jail, or they go to juvie or whatever, like the kids.
I feel like I've seen this movie now. Can you just
hurry up and tell the story? You're making us relive the whole movie.
I know. I'm there with you.
Can you just tell what? Why?
Okay, so then whatever, they go to juvie. So, like, the first scene, when they get there, like, they obviously have to change.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, the guy, maybe Kevin Bacon, one of the guards, he gives him the clothes. He's like, all right, here you go. I need you to give me all your clothes. So he gives him the clothes. He's like, your underwear, too. And then, so he's watching him, gives him. And he just kind of makes, like a little face when he grabs it. And he gets all the clothes and shit. So then that happens, and then I think they get in trouble, and he ends up taking them like to the basement. And, like, basically all the guards were fucking the kids at the place.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, oh my god!
Yeah.
Like, how old were you when you watched this?
Probably like in middle school.
Yeah, and your parents were watching it with you?
My dad was watching it. He's like, "Here, watch this. See what can happen."
I mean, you want to get scared. That's pretty. That's crazy. I had no. I was like, I think we've seen this movie. I have not seen that movie.
Yeah, like, when he told me about it, I was like, what the fuck? Because I think it was Crazy Stupid Love that we
were watching.
We were watching. He's like, I fucking hate Kevin Bacon. I was like, what?
Why do we hate Kevin Bacon? I was
like, what the fucking Kevin Bacon ever do to you? Like, Jesus.
That is funny.
And then he told me, and I was like, what the fuck? What kind of movies were we watching? Like, when I was, when Scary Movie came out, like the
funny one?
The funny one, uh-huh. My parents didn't even let me watch it.
Like, so, I walked out of 2 movies my entire life. Not me, but my family has.
Uh-huh.
My mom and my dad made us walk out of Joe Dirt. it's the scene.
I thought that went straight to theaters. straight to
TV. We saw it at the dollar movies, but it was
in the theaters.
Okay. It was.
You literally told me yourself with a knife.
It was a scene where he's like, "I've been spraying everybody with shit."
Or something. Oh yeah.
That one I remember. We like literally got up and walked out, and then me, myself, and Irene with Jim Carrey. It's a scene where he's like gonna shit on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And then it like,
damn, that was like 20 minutes in.
It transitions to the ice cream coming out of the machine, but it looks like he's shitting that. My mom was like, "We're gonna leave. Let's go." And I was like, "Okay."
The only one I've ever walked out of was Tropic Thunder.
What? Why? Your parents?
No, like me.
You walked out?
This is stupid.
I like that movie.
I've seen it after, and then I was like, "I wasn't that bad." But yeah, when I was watching it, I was like, this is so fucking stupid.
The only one I've ever walked out of was Bruno.
Mm. Those are movies I can't see. I can't see Bruno. I can't see... What's the other one that he did? Borat?
Borat, yeah.
Yeah, like... So, Ryan would know. But I remember he put it on at his house, and I had to leave the room. I couldn't watch it, because I was like... I think it's a scene where...
Yeah, I don't really like those movies.
Paula Abdul comes over for an interview. I think it's a Borat one. And he's, like, using the Mexican workers as furniture. And so he, like, has them, like, one of them has, like, a couch. And he's just like, you can sit right there, and then we'll do the interview. So she just, like, sits down and is like, what the fuck is going on? I couldn't watch it, though.
You're like, absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So those are the movies I can watch. I can watch them, but they just give, like, I get real bad anxiety, like, watching them. Because I think, like, fuck, this can happen, like, right now. What if the world just explodes and I'm just watching a movie?
Why, like, if you get anxiety, like, what are you going to do?
I'm just, that's the
like,
thing.
If the world explodes, we might be dead.
I don't like that. Like, I just don't think, like, that's what I don't want to think about. Like, you know? That's something I just don't like.
Like,
I'm very much a person, I'm a very pessimistic about things, so I think of the worst about things. Like today, you know what I was thinking about at work? I was like, there's probably somebody that come in here and steal something. That's all I was thinking about at work, I think.
Is that always what you think about?
Yes, every day.
That's anxiety.
Yeah. So that's why I don't like work. That's why I don't like watching that. That's the only reason why. Because I'm like, dang, what if an astronaut? What if an astronaut? And then, you know what I also think? What if an asteroid, or like, there's an asteroid coming, and they're like, you can't take your dog. And like, I'm watching that, like, I'm looking at Bane, and I'm like, I'd be so sad.
See? Already?
See? Like, it's like stuff like, or zombies. I'm like, I can watch zombie movies, but I'm like, fuck. You would fuck us because you'd be barking at them and they would bark at us.
Or that movie with.
Quiet One?
Yeah, The Quiet Place.
Yeah, I'd be like, bro, go. Like, we're just gonna let you down easy and you're gonna die. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. Like, you're gonna kill us.
You're gonna get us killed.
You're gonna kill us. Like, there's no way we're not gonna. So, but those are my movies that I can't watch at all. Scary movies I can watch. Even scary movies about like the devil and stuff like that.
I don't like those.
I can watch them.
I don't like those. Like, I think the first Paranormal Activity still kind of
freaks you out.
Freaks me out a little bit.
I like those. No, I actually want to go watch Insidious, and it came out this week. It's going to come out this weekend, so if we can go, that'd be great.
That would be
I'm going to go see it on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. So I don't want to watch it with you guys.
Well,
I hate you.
Anyways.
He's not invited next time.
Well, then me and Abby will go. And we'll go get our car that we were supposed to get when we watched Fast and the Furious.
Do you think we still have it?
No. No, maybe they might.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Those are just movies I just cannot stand.
Whatever, you've seen all of them.
Because of him.
Like, do you enjoy them still? As much as you did like the first one, because the first one was good. Second one I thought sucked. Third one was cool.
I think like the last one's like 8, 9. I thought 10 wasn't that bad. This one that just happened.
This one with Jason Momoa. That's 10.
Yeah. I actually like Jason Momoa. I think that's I like.
But the other ones, like the space one, that one I thought was dumb. I think I fell asleep because I went after work. I was like, yeah, this ain't even keeping me up.
He was falling asleep.
You're falling asleep through the space too fast in the Furious movie.
Yeah.
When he went into space, I was like. I was like, this had to be the end. This has to be the last movie because they went into space. There is no way they could have gone anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't. So I was like, God damn it. What else? What else, please?
Now they're going to go into the human body.
And then they're going to go explore the Titanic.
That's an open wound we don't like to talk about. Just kidding. There was a subway somewhere.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, I did see that. And didn't they get like in trouble? Or not in trouble, but like,
I guess they took the side.
People gave him shit for it or something.
Karen.
It was distasteful.
It was distasteful. But that just means everybody that laughed at it probably is going to hell. I will see y'all.
We weren't already going.
I like sending you those videos.
Which ones?
Like ones you're not supposed to laugh at.
Yeah, you do.
I'm like, why'd you send this to me?
I know.
There was at one point he would be like, send this to George. And I'm like, you send it to him. I don't want to send it to him. I was like, oh my God. But, all right, that was good. That was a good movie session. Even though Drax isn't going to see Insidious with us.
What are your top five, George? Name them off quick.
My Paramore songs?
We can't.
What are your top five movies?
Oh, top five movies?
Yeah. Top two.
Oh, Lord.
Top three.
Top three.
Just name them off. Her.
Captain America.
God damn.
Number two.
I can't even think.
What's the second one called? Oh, my God.
Soldier?
Winter Soldier, yes. That's one of my favorites. And I don't know.
It's hard.
Is it just because that's America's ass?
Yeah, that's exactly right. No, that is one that I watched that one multiple times.
Which one, both of those?
Well, no, Captain America's The Winter Soldier. I've seen that one multiple times. The first one, I like it, but it's not one I would rewatch.
Well, what'd you call in there, number one?
I didn't say number one. I just was trying to remember what the fucking second one was called. Number two.
That's hard.
I used to say Man on Fire, but...
Oh, that's a good one.
I feel like I was just saying it because I knew it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Like you just knew it was a good
movie? It's a good movie. You've never seen it?
Yes, I have. Oh. I'm just saying.
What's his name? J-Lo's husband?
J-Lo's husband? Ben Affleck.
No.
Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
Oh, he is in that movie. Correct. Yeah.
He's
the bad guy. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Top Denzel.
Denzel Washington.
Twilight. I'm just kidding. Those are horrible movies.
Have you rewatched them?
I have. I think one time they were playing on something, and I was like, "Oh my God, these are horrible." Remember, we all went to go watch the Vampire. It's just so horrible.
But, you know, whatever. But at the time when we watched
it. Oh, I was. Yes. I was just like, yes.
I'm Jacob.
She's a vampire.
Like, oh my God. But now I'm like, oh my God, this is so cringy.
I think Kristen Stewart is cringy.
She is cringy. Do you know, she, like, there's just certain things she can
act in. She's just weird. That's like the other girl.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. The girl with the. Brunette. Oh, what's your name? Audrey Plaza.
Yeah.
But Aubrey Plaza. Aubrey Plaza.
She's like hot in a weird way.
But she's then also
just weird.
But I think she can like act though. Like she can be put in situations
that where she can act.
Yeah, she can act.
Did you see that recent movie she was in?
I think they said she did really good in it.
Movie?
Yeah.
I know she. They said she did good in that White Lotus show. That's the movie.
No, it's a show.
That was White Lotus.
But I think she was in a movie recently. And yeah, she did really good.
She was like a scammer.
But like, I just think Kristen Stewart's just like
Kristen Stewart's
odd in general. But anyways,
you never saw Charlie's Angels with Kristen?
Yeah, I saw. See, like she was okay in that, mm-hmm. but she wasn't like, oh my God, like you're the best. But yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Good movie session.
Good movie sesh. Okay, songs. Because we are going to go see Paramore tomorrow.
Yay!
Andy has been so excited for this.
Andy was not supposed to go at all.
What?
Just kidding.
Again? Second time?
I'm just saying, okay, so the story... Did I tell you how the story the first time when he was... When we went here?
When we went.
Yes.
No.
So, this is how it went down. And I think in my mind... I didn't plan it that way, but when it ended up, I was like, this is what you get for the last time. So one time, Andy was telling me that him and Christian were going to go fishing. And I was like, he was like, hey, do you have Saturday off? And I was like, no, I think I work, blah, blah, blah. But I can, like, I don't know where I was working at that time, but I was like, but I can, like, call out or, and I was like, but, you know, all this stuff. But then he was like, oh, because we plan on going fishing, this, this, and that. And I was like, well, dang. And I was like, well, how long is it going to take? And Andy was like, it's probably going to take a while, like an all-day thing. And I was like, well, what about Bane? Like, he's going to be by himself. So, like, in my mind, I'm trying to, like, plan, like, okay, so what can we do? Like, and so I was like, well, I don't know. I was like, I'm pretty sure I maybe can get the day off, this, this, and that. And, like, Andy was like, Oh no, I just wanted to know so like Bane wasn't by himself all day.
I do remember this now that you're telling
me. I was like, oh okay, thanks. Like, because in my mind I was like, oh that's sweet. He's asking me like, you want to go? I'm not a big like outdoorsy person. Like I don't like the outdoors very much. So then when this came up, like in my mind it was just gonna be me and you. So I was just like, cool, we'll plan it, blah blah blah. So I don't know how it came up, and I was like, yeah, we bought the tickets. He's like, oh, cool, cool. He's like, what day is it? And I was like, oh, it's this day. He's like, oh.
This is the first time or the second day?
This is in the when they came in New Orleans the first time.
With, okay, go ahead.
When we were outside. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. He's like, what day is it? And I was like, I forgot what day it was. And I was like, oh, it's this day. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, I don't know. He's like, I probably can switch with somebody, but like, and I was just like. And I was looking at him like, the fuck? And I was like, what do you mean? And he was just like, yeah, like, I worked that day. And I was like, okay, well, like, I didn't get you a ticket. It's just going to be me and George. And then Eddie was like, and then in my mind, like, I remembered what happened the last time. And I was like, yeah, you don't like it, huh? When you, like, you want to go with us and all this stuff. And I was like, no, like, you get to spend time with Christian by yourself. I get to spend time with George by myself. Like, I was like, the fuck? Like.
But you're going this time, man. It's
fine. You're going to go. I even messaged Haley to play your songs.
I don't watch it. They're going to play it tomorrow. I guarantee you.
Oh, my God. Imagine. Andy would be on stage.
What if, imagine? Honestly, if they picked anyone can sing Misery Business on stage, it would be this guy. like between the three of us.
She already said she'd be mad.
I'd be so pissed.
You would. She would probably kill you, honestly, if like, you got chosen instead of her.
I'd be so mad. No, I'd be fine with you. It'd be him if he got chosen. Like, I'd be like, oh my God, if everybody, you chose him?
I'd be like, I just have a little backstory to this concert. But I want to let everybody know. Oh my God. This is a little more special for me.
Amanda, I dedicated this to you.
Oh my God, I'd be so pissed. I'd be so pissed.
This is the greatest day of my life. I wouldn't switch places with anybody right now. This is amazing.
I'd be so
pissed. I deserve this.
Out of everybody in this whole place.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, so I don't know.
I'd be so mad. Okay. Anyways, so we're
That's
gonna watch.
That's not fair.
We're gonna watch. What do you mean not fair?
Wait, what are we watching?
I mean, we're gonna watch them tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Oh yeah, yeah. It's because I'm trying to think of all the songs, and I wish I would have studied them a little more.
A little more. Okay, let me tell you my honorable mentions.
Okay.
Okay. For at least Paramore.
Okay.
Okay. So, honorable mentions, because this is the first song that I ever heard from them.
Mm-hmm.
Is Pressure.
Okay.
From their very, very first album. And I distinctly remember it because it was on cable. And I'm going to tell you this. We didn't have cable a lot of the times when at my house. We had cable and then it got taken away.
And you had cable.
And then we had cable. So we had cable at one point and it came on. I was like, what the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. It was on Fuse TV.
Yeah.
Remember Fuse TV? Yeah. And after that, like, I was a Paramore stan.
Ever since then.
Ever since then.
I think you made me a Paramore stan.
I did.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, me too.
The first time I ever saw them was at Warped Tour.
Yeah, I never went to Warped Tour.
Yeah, it was fucking hot. It was unbearably hot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it was worth it when she got on stage.
It was. And it was also worth it getting my dollar sign.
Oh, that got stolen.
Fucking little shit.
So, okay.
Anyways.
Next honorable mentions?
The next honorable mention would be, let me see. I don't want to, like, I didn't study either because I just feel like all of them are the bestest songs in the whole world. Honorable mention, for sure, would be, okay. It would be, I know this is probably a lot of people like the song still, but it's Crush, Crush, Crush. I used to love that song.
How is that one not on your top though?
It's just, it's, it, it's, it's probably like in my top 10, but not top 5. I will say that.
Okay.
But number 5, I will say, is for a pessimist, I'm pretty optimistic. That's my number 5.
That's from that, right? Album, right?
Yes. That is my number 5.
Okay.
And Andy, what is your number 5?
I mean, I'm gonna let you take this one, George.
So I'm gonna say Emergency, the Crab remix though.
Ooh, oh. With the little
screamy voice. Yeah.
The little screamy voice.
Yeah.
Screamo or whatever it's called. We're not very much up. Screaming.
No, but that one I listen to a lot.
That's where Luke thought this concert was.
Like a...
Yeah, that's what he kept saying.
What did the Zika do?
Sacrifice goats.
Every day.
We brought that up a couple of times.
Me and Bane outside. Just sacrificing goats.
I could see Bane.
your dog.
Sacrificing goats all the time.
Okay. Number 4.
So, number 4. I will say number 4 is... See, a lot of my songs are coming from their older albums. I think because I'm just older.
Okay. Because I'm just older.
Yeah, that makes sense.
is Last Hope.
Okay.
So whenever it comes out, I just, like, I listen to it no matter what. And that's from their their self-titled album.
Yeah.
So.
That one is a good one.
It is a good one. It is a real good one.
My number 4 is When It Rains.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Shut up. I almost forgot
about that one.
That one is a good... I used to like that one too a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think my number 4 would probably have to be... The Only Exception.
Oh, yeah. I like that song.
I do like that song.
Don't we all?
It's a good song.
It's a good song. I will say I haven't had a song from their new album yet. I do like their new album a lot. But I haven't heard it enough.
To actually say that you have a good song from there.
To have, like, bump off any songs yet. I will say I really do. Okay, honorable mention too from that album is Running Out of Time.
It's a good one.
Because that just... Shut up, Andy. It obviously, like, I'm like, fuck, I do that all the time. Like,
it just speaks to you.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, of course, like, from the new one, This Is Why. That's just a given, huh? I would say.
I think I know which one's your number one.
You think you know which one's my number one?
Yeah.
I don't think you do.
I do.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, but well,
I can't wait to get to the bottom.
You're so annoying. Okay. Number 3.
So my number 3 is off their singles club.
Okay.
Little album. And it's In the Morning.
In the Morning.
Yes.
It's real underground, though.
Yes, if you don't know.
I haven't even heard that song in a long time.
I love it. In the morning. In the morning. It's just a sad song. And it makes me sad. But in a happy way.
In a happy way.
I don't know how that even is possible.
Okay, I think mine. Probably Brick by Boring Brick, you know? Off their 2009 album.
I do love that one. Mm-hmm. And that one's a hard one.
Yeah. Just because, I mean, just Brand New Eyes, the album in general, was just so good. Because, I mean, that was our senior year, so I mean, I just felt like I listened to that album a whole lot. How do you feel about that song, George?
I like Brick by Boring Brick. It's great. You married him. I will put...
We're on number 3, right?
Yes.
Yes, getting down to it now.
Shut up.
It's hard. It's really hard to pick.
Like, once you gotta start narrowing.
It's gonna be a mainstream one. I'll put Ain't It Fun.
Ain't It Fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's just the all-around feel-good song.
Okay, go.
My number two, I will say, because it's Addie's favorite song.
I don't worship.
But it is. Like, I like, I just,
whenever yeah, it comes no, out, you've played that song a lot.
I think it's on my 25 most top played song, because I just play it. So it is Idol Worship. It's not my number two, because I'm a little teetering on my number one. I'm a little teetering on.
Okay, well, before you say your number one, I'm going to tell you what I think your number one is, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, so yeah, Idol Worship, but yeah, that one's.
And that's also Andy's favorite song.
It is Andy's favorite song.
That's my number one.
So what's your number two then?
Honestly, my number two, if you want to know what really got me into the game, the Paramore game.
I guess.
It would have to be Decode.
That is a good one.
I mean, we can't have this conversation without bringing up that one song.
Well, okay.
It did a lot for Paramore.
I hate what he's like. He sounds
honestly,
like he knows what he's talking
it
about.
It didn't do a lot for Paramore. I think this is when the whole fucking shit went down with like. The whole band, and they thought like Hailey was getting a lot more attention than them.
She deserves.
I mean, obviously, like, get over yourself. It's Hailey fucking Williams. Because that's when she started getting big, and she went with like. Remember Joey?
B.O.B.
You like B.O.B.?
Oh, yeah.
I bought his CD.
She loved B.O.B.
Yeah, damn, I forgot about it. I don't even know where that CD is anymore.
It was funny. We used to sing those songs all the time in the cars.
To your poor George.
Okay, what's your number two, George?
Let the flames begin.
I'm saying, like, I don't have a lot from their first two.
Yeah.
All right, so write down your number one.
Okay.
Just to make
no,
sure you don't switch.
It's because it's hard.
Can I tell you what I would say your number one is?
Let her write it down first.
Okay.
No, I have to see because I'm kind of like teeter. Can I put two number ones?
Okay. But I'll tell you what I think your number one is. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so it's probably going to be totally off though. Okay. I think it's Misguided Ghosts.
Absolutely not. I do not like Misguided
What?
Ghosts. I don't know.
You used to listen to that song? All the time.
When did I used to
when we were younger.
I didn't really,
yes, you did.
I didn't like Misguided Ghosts.
No.
Maybe at first I was trying to like it because everybody else loved that song. And just like,
you just don't like it?
I think people connect to it in a certain way because they did, but I'm just like, I don't connect to the song at all.
Like, oh, well then, I don't know my best friend.
You don't know. No, so I have two, I can't.
Oh no.
And they're very two opposite songs. So it's 26.
Oh, that is a really good one.
And the other one is Proof.
26.
From their self-titled.
Yeah.
But those are the two. I think when I'm sad, I listen to 26. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm happy, I listen to Proof.
Damn.
Those are the two. But I will
each
agree.
Each one is definitely a mood.
I really agree. Shut up. I think if I had to choose, it'd be 26. I just feel like at that time when that song came out, I really connected to it.
What you talked?
So this song, my number one, is also, it reminds me of, I don't know where we were driving back. I think we were driving back. I was in your parents' truck. And we were driving back from one of your basketball games. It was a night.
Oh,
nighttime.
Okay.
And it was Stop This Song, the Lovesick Melody song. I'll have to show it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What is it? Let me look it up. I think I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about because I think you have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see. And it's not like something you can just...
hear.
Like, you can't just download off of, like, anything. I know what you're talking about, though. And now I'm very sad that I haven't heard this song in a very long time.
Yeah. No, it reminds me of that time in 2009 when we were...
When we were
graduating. 14 years ago. 14 years ago.
Fuck, what is this? I know what you're talking about too.
Is it stop?
It is.
Yeah, right?
I don't wanna play this
anymore. Don't play it, we're gonna get copyrighted. Aye, aye. Cause we care.
But yes, I know what you're talking about. But I don't think you can just like download this on like Spotify or iTunes or anything like that. But yes, I remember that. That one is a good one, George.
Yes.
Now you can tell me your Taylor Swift songs because I really don't.
You don't have five top five? No, top five? Okay.
I really don't.
So.
All right, I'll go first.
Okay, you go. What's your number one song, Andy, for T? Do you even listen to Taylor Swift?
Listen to T-Swifty.
T-Swifty?
Yeah, just that one rap song she did. With T-Pain.
Oh, and she's like, I'm not even cussing. Why are you guys beeping me out? Isn't that what she does? Like,
oh no, I do have one song. What's I feel like that's the one she wrote about me.
I'm gonna go to the restroom.
Which one? Wait, why are you gonna go to the restroom? You have to be here for my top five. 1, 2, 3, 4. I have a top five. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who's your favorite artist, Andy?
Little Wayne.
Like, for real? Like, for real. You're not just fucking with me right now.
No, like, I could listen to that.
Which album?
All the time. The Carter 3.
Is that the one with the little kid in a...
09. I mean, it just brings me back.
You're so annoying.
No, really. It's you that like... was really the only CD that we bought. Well, yeah. Honestly, my brother. And then... I had a car, so we would really just listen to it in my car. I had a little system.
You had this little system? Mm-hmm. Did it have an amp and everything?
I had a 12.
Next time, if Andy's on this podcast, he'll have to say his top five Lil Wayne songs.
Ooh, he will tell you.
He will tell. They'll all be from
he will tell
Carter you. 3 or whatever.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know my top Taylor Swift.
Okay.
You tell us.
So you're not going to know probably like 4 out of the 5 songs.
I mean, I might.
Okay. The number one is Dress from Reputation.
Okay, I don't know.
Number two is Enchanted from Speak Now.
I do know that one.
Yes. Well, that one is one I knew you would know. Number three is False God from her Lover album.
Is that the one on TikTok that everyone, or is that from a different song?
That's from a different album. Okay. Well, which one is the one?
The one where, like, that little part of the song, like, it's on TikTok. You know what I mean?
I think that's a different song.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Not it. And then Style is number four.
Which one's Style?
Midnight. Something. That's, I don't want to sing the song.
That doesn't help me at all.
And then my number five. What's my number five? What song do I listen to? Yeah. I'm just going to say right now, my number five is Cruel Summer.
I guess mine...
Anti-Hero is what I was thinking about.
No, it's not Anti-Hero.
Like, the song she wrote about me was Baldur's Creek. And that probably... That has to be my favorite
song. You know what's funny is when I heard that song, that was the first, you're the first person I thought of too.
So
does
she.
So annoying.
I've like.
Do you have any? Okay, what song have you heard?
So, I'm gonna put it down because I'm just gonna look at the lyrics because I don't want us to get copyrighted and then.
Get taken down?
Yeah.
He's got that jeans.
Okay, for sure. Like, I remember when she first came out, The Way I Loved You.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I say, I'm not going to give it, like, these are just my top five songs, not in, like, order.
Any order.
I do like Wildest Dreams. I will say that. Teardrops on my guitar. Probably that when that comes out, I'll probably sing it. And what else? I will say, Bad Blood is the one where she... is that the one where she got all the...
all the chicks to be in it?
Yes. I will say that because she picked Hayley.
Bad Blood. Can't just like a song because she picks Hayley Williams.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. There's something... I do want to put... what is it? Why Are You Mad or whatever? What is it called? You Need to Calm Down. That's... I will say that. I do like that one. I mean, it's not like her best song. I'm not saying it's like, oh my god, but like...
You need to listen to her new album.
That's okay.
Whatever. I don't know about you. One of the best concerts I've ever been to.
I will say this. She probably does put on a very good concert. I'm not going to say that she doesn't.
Yes. Thank you.
But I just...
I've heard people put on diapers just so they wouldn't miss.
See, that's stupid. But I... no. Because she does play for the longest time. It's like 3 hours of her. Damn. Just because we were there.
What time did she start at?
So I was there for day one of the Eras tour in... where? Arizona. Or what Arizona? Glendale, Arizona. Uh-huh. She started at 8 o'clock and she didn't finish till 11:30 or 8:30. But it was like 3 hours long.
What? Wait, what?
8 to 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. You said she's... the way you made it sound was you said, oh, she started at 8. She didn't finish until 11. No, wait, 8:30. And we were like, wait, what?
If it was 8:30, she finished at 11:30. If it was... whatever. It was just 3 hours long. Okay. 3 hours of T-Swizzle.
T-Swizzle. Oh, but you got to see Paramore, though.
Yeah.
Were they good?
Paramore was good. And then that chick that sings that... that fuck you and your dog and somebody no, she says accept your dog. A, Olivia, B, C, D. Gail. It's Gail.
Oh, it's not Olivia Rodrigo?
Not Olivia Rodrigo.
Rodrigo or whatever. Okay.
No, it's not.
Well, I that's all I got for you on
T-Swift.
I can't. Like I said, if I would have gone with you, I would have enjoyed it. Mm. But I probably would have had known all her songs.
Yeah.
It would have been more the mainstream songs, and that's me. That's
me. So
yeah, I would have been waiting forward to a Dear John. Just looking for the proposal. Honestly, I would have lost it if I saw a proposal.
Would you have recorded it?
Oh, that's so crazy.
Whatever. Yeah. We're going to just end it there.
Let's just end this. Now.
Okay, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you. Hopefully.
Are we gonna do this like on the laptops again? Like,
we need to.
You're gonna have to do it on your laptop because.
Well, no. Like, you'll download the app.
I don't know. What you want me to do? Well, we'll discuss this. Why are we discussing this with people? Oh, but yes, if we continue doing this, this was our podcast.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
And go to Burger King where they got croissant sandwiches.
Oh my god,
two for four.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody.